Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's topic, listen and act. Listen and act. Listen and act. You're all familiar with the example of the man driving towards the bridge. And his mother appears in his mind. And the mother says, stop. Pull over. The man doesn't act. So his mother appears a second time and a third time, and she says, stop, pull over. So the man pulls over, and as he gets out of the car and walks towards the bridge, he notices the bridge is kaput. The bridge, the road leading across the bridge stops. If he hadn't pulled over, he could have had a free ride in the air. But this man listened and acted. The other day I was driving from Mauer, which is close to Edmonton in Switzerland, to Eck, and then on the freeway. And as I was driving, I took a shortcut across the countryside, and I passed farmhouses and little barns everywhere. And all of a sudden, inside me, the Pat Parelli sign jumped up. You know, all know the sign, the Pat Parelli, natural horsemanship. And I thought to myself, what's that? I'm not particularly interested in that type of training, but for some reason the sign jumped up, and as I was driving on and looked over to the barn, there was the sign. A Pat Parelli sign nicely put up above a big, huge barn door. And I smiled to myself and thought to myself, the inner does talk to me. Interesting. There's a famous New Zealander. His name is Winton Rufer. John may know him or not know him. He's the best soccer player New Zealand ever produced. He's the soccer player of the century, as they call him. And he played in Europe with for famous teams. He was a striker and shot many goals. He's an interesting fellow. Being in a phone booth one day, he said, illumination hit him. But what is even more interesting, and relating to the theme here, years ago he flew back to New Zealand and he had a stop over in Singapore. And as he was transferring planes and sitting in a chair, he looked over and saw this beautiful blonde-haired lady who was also waiting for a plane. She was together with her dad and was just relaxing as he, Winton, looked at her, and something inside him told him, that's going to be my wife. Years passed and he met her again, and they fell in love and married. He listened and he acted upon, you might say. Something inside him acted. Another most interesting story. A friend of Irene, Martina is her name. The other day she was invited for dinner. Her brother invited her and he said casually, I'll take a friend along. A business partner. So as she was sitting in the restaurant in downtown Zurich, she looked out of the window and saw a car driving by, and in the car was her brother with his business partner. And as she looked out and saw the man sitting next to her brother, something flashed in her consciousness and it said, that's going to be the man you spend the rest of your life with. She had been a widow for 2 or 3 years. Her husband died, and she was pursuing many relationships. She had a lover here, a lover there. And after they spent an evening and talked and discussed and shared, she went home. They talked and discussed and shared at the restaurant, her brother and his business partner. She went home, called up her so-and-so many boyfriends and told him, "It's over. Thank you, but it's over." And she got together with the man and is happy. Something inside her spoke to her. She listened and acted. Just like Michelangelo and all the famous artists, Leonardo da Vinci or Einstein, who all were guided from within to perform magic, to be unique in their own time, to come up with new ideas, new concepts that has made the world a different place to live. Sometimes we act, sometimes we don't. Listen, we do all the time. Just like Irene the other day, when she was in a particularly intuitive mood and she sat in the tram driving through Zurich and she heard the lottery numbers. And had she acted upon, she would have had 5 out of 6 correct. But because she didn't act entirely, a couple hundred thousand Swiss francs belong to someone else now. And we all know the example of Gisela Noland, who heard the numbers, but I believe didn't turn in the coupon, the paper. It takes a like me to act, because often something inside tells us, do this, do that. And we think, oh, come on, not me. It's too good to be true. I can't believe it. And these ideas keep us from acting. So it really takes a like me to feel worthy, to not discard illumination when it comes upon us. How do we activate the inner voice? Well, it's like talking to a plant. Research has been done and they say talking to a plant causes the plant to grow and be lush and beautiful. And so we can talk to our inner voice. We can say, I love you, inner voice. I like to listen to you. I like having you in my world. I enjoy being with you. I enjoy having you in my consciousness. And we can program our mind by saying, yes, I hear my inner voice perfectly. And I act upon my inner voice. Of course, the blessing book is always a good one. We write in our blessing book what we experience, and by doing that we emphasize it and more blessings of that nature come into our life. When we have a person whom we like very much, maybe our husband, our wife, our children, we care about them. We care about them with the thoughts we think about them, the actions we do. And the same we can do with our inner voice. We can develop a greater sensitivity towards our inner voice by really taking the time to study it, to get in touch with it, to connect with that inner voice. And when we do, we are like a Vinton Roofer or a Martina, who is Irene's friend. We are like Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Einstein, and we do that already. We listen and we act, and it's a lot of fun. Everything is possible when I believe in myself. Everything is possible when I believe in myself. Everything